The man, the myth, the legend, Laurie Lawrence. G'day, how are you going?
Mate, 100 miles an hour. I'm glad you've just called at this stage. I was looking after one of my twin grandchildren, and my daughter's arrived, and I've just palmed him right off so I can talk to you.
Ah, the joys of being a granddad. Hey, Laurie.
Yeah, beautiful. I just got out of the pool, mate. It's fantastic.
Oh, that is good to hear. We will get to the reason why we're chatting, and it is pool related in just a moment. But we know you as a legendary Olympic swim coach, as an advocate for pool safety. But something I just discovered recently is that you toured with the Wallabies to New Zealand in 64. What are your memories of that time?
I did, mate. Oh, every time the Wallabies play, I'm on tenterhooks. I haven't enjoyed this season, to be honest. They're a better team than that. They're not up to what they should be, I don't think. I think they can be better. I think they can be a lot better.
I think that's...
But anyway, for me, I had a ball when I toured New Zealand in 1964. So that's before half your listeners were even born.
Myself included.
It's getting back a bit, mate, but I can remember the first game. It was not Rotorua, but Ruatoria. Ruatoria, right up in the north of New Zealand in Maori country, and we played a Maori team up there. And the reception we got with the pig in the ground, with the songs from the local school children, it was just absolutely fantastic. They just adore their rugby over there. They love it. And they compete tough, but they really show their visitors a good time.
That's sensational. It's good that, at least touring New Zealand has some fond memories for you. For a lot of Wallaby sides over the years, it hasn't been so fond.
Well, that was one fond memory. I only give you the fond ones. I don't harp on the other ones, mate.
That's probably a good cue to move on. Look, there's been some research that's gone out, it being Check Your Pool Gate Month this month, in that there are a few alarming things that have come out of this recent study. What have they found, Laurie?
Mate, well, we've done a great job. I can't pat yourself on the back, but we have taken drownings from 63 in the year 2000 when we started this Kids Alive program, 63 down to 12 last year. But real life has shown us that of those 12 little kids that drowned last year, six of them were in backyard pools. And they all got in through the weakest link, the gate. Mm. So what we've done is let's get the drowning season, summer, and have the month of December as Check Your Pool Gate Month. So people out there who've got pools, backyard pools, they make it a point to make sure that their pool is up to standard and the latches and the hinges are in good working order. Because if they're not, then you've got a loaded gun in your backyard.
Exactly. What do you reckon it is, Laurie, that a lot of pool owners don't do the right thing and check the safety of their pool gate or their fence?
I think people think, oh, it won't happen to me. It can't happen to me. We're all very complacent when it comes to things like that. All very complacent. So I think that's partly it. Because I don't believe there's any person out there in Australia that would want to come out into their backyard and see a little child floating face down in the backyard.
That would be horrible.
No. And so, but we think it won't happen to me. But it has happened to six families last year. Mm. And that permeates through the community. So we have got to, everyone, get on board with Check Your Pool Gate Month. Make sure you've got magnetic latches, true close hinges. You know, they're polymer hinges with stainless steel springs to shut them properly so they don't rust. They're the best hinges. And, of course, the old Magna Latch, which was invented here in Australia and now manufactured in Australia and exported to the world. And it's got a lifetime guarantee. So all these things go towards Check Your Pool Gate Month.
Apart from the gates and the fence and making sure they're all working the way they should, what's the other advice you've got for pool owners this summer, Laurie?
Mate, well, it's all my only advice ever has been, not kids alive, do the one. Kids alive, do the five.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
Teach your kids to swim. It's great. That's what I've been doing 10 minutes ago. Teach your kids to swim. It's great. Supervise, watch your mate, and learn how to resuscitate in case an accident occurs. So they're the five. Kids alive, do the five.
Now, there's been a guide released, the Sense of Summer Guide. Tell us about that, Laurie.
All right. Well, to go with this Check Your Pool Gate month, we've got you go to checkyourpoolgate.com.au, and on it is a Sense of Summer, which has got everything you need to know about pool fencing, about gates, about latches, about heights, all those sorts of things. Plus, there's recipes, there's games. There's lots of things in there to have a fun summer. And God knows, after this COVID, we all need a bit of fun this summer.
Too right. Tell us that website again, Laurie.
Checkyourpoolgate.com.au.
Fantastic. And it's so important to get that pool safety message out, especially at the start of this summer. For a lot of folk, I'm guessing they've already been getting in the pool to cool off in the hot weather. So, Laurie Lawrence, former Wallaby and legendary Queenslander, thank you so much for your time today to share some pool safety common sense.
My absolute pleasure, mate. Thanks for having me.